So this evening we begin with our first mystery guests, who are Shannon Bramer and Chris Cawthray, who are old friends that we from before we even knew we were book thugs. I met Shannon back in the day at York University, and Chris actually used to play accompaniment for the York Dance Ensemble, which Hazel when Hazel was a member of the troupe. These days, Shannon and I are working on something called The Walls of February. And on Shannon's manuscript called Precious Energy, which will come out from Book Thug in the near future. They are here tonight to perform for you a little poetry puppetry show, and that will get things going. So please welcome Shannon and Chris.
Thank you, everybody. It's a real delight to be here. I have known Jay and Hazel for such a long time, and they were the people who really encouraged me to continue writing poetry. And going through a lot of what I've collected over the years that Jay has made, it's just been wonderful and exciting to come across so many beautiful things from the past, including all the HIJs that I saved. And I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to read one piece from an HIJ, and then I'm going to do this kind of improvised puppet show, sort of poetry, improvised new thing that Chris and I have been embarking on, and then I'll read one new piece. So I'm going to start with very old poem from HIJ. Let's see, which one is it? It's, oh my goodness, Volume 1, Number 1, January 1996. And I thought I'd read this one because there's even a reference to a typewriter in it. Black dress. The girl I loved like a black dress, afraid to have sex, wore yellow, was nothing like a bird in water. Sweat over my cracked ribbon. Smelled like Jupiter, wore a red ring, wore the color aftershade, had a sad neck and a raspy sort of ear, and always a toothache. My shoes for her, my belt and my ribbons, my. The girl I loved, her like a black dress. Oh, afraid of werewolves and parks and children in the sun. Strange in her black dress. Love, love, love. Lonesome as Elvis, afraid to have sex. The girl I loved, like a hallway or an old letter. She left behind her crayons and her winter blue coat. Frantic, my love, she left. Had to. I miss her. It's a little Valentine-y poem for this time of year. And now I'd like to call my friend up, Chris Cawthray. And Chris is a very good friend of mine, and our kids are close. And he's actually recently become single, and he wanted me to let you know that if you are out there and you would like to
Female.
meet female, I get let me do it. He's
Stop at that. You are female.
He's an excellent drummer. He's played with Colonel Bruce Hampton. He's traveled all over. He's funny. He's
Sorry.
kind of smart. And he doesn't really need that much. He says that what's most important to him is that if you have a cat, that you will someday love him as much, if not more, than your cat.
Thanks.
So, this is Chris. This piece is called The Back of the Queue, An Invocation of Spring. This is Daffodil. Hello, doll, sans cerebellum. And here is your darling arm of spring, swinging. Next in line, Miss Chokecherry. She takes everything so seriously. And personally. She kicks her snow down. She kicks her snow down. She kicks her snow down while the bride of pity advances. With blossoming tenderness towards you. Towards you. Towards you. And who are you? You are Tina. Tina, 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 Tina. Tina, her tiny grass is dreaming. Her tiny grass is dreaming. Do not disturb her. The line is finally moving. And look, look, Tina. It's a little scruff. Spring is a little scruff of bones. Tiny white bones budding. Thank you. Thank you, Chris. I'm so nervous. The last thing I'm going to read is a new piece from the new manuscript. It's where the manuscript got its name, Precious Energy. And it's called Towel Blues. It's in three parts. And I was going to ask Jay and Hazel if I could wear a towel during the reading, but I thought that might be a bit much, so I didn't ask them. I'd wear a dress. Okay. One, dazzling white towels the size of blankets. I think towels are revealing, don't you? If you go over to someone's house to sleep and they say to you, oh, I've left towels on the bed, don't you race right over to see the towels they've left? Aren't you pleased when the towels match, when the towels are fluffy? Suzanne, who is still single, has dazzling white towels the size of blankets. Jennifer and her husband Tim keep two kinds of towels in their house, buttery yellow hooded towels for their three small children, and fluffy green sage, I think, towels for themselves and their guests. I was drunk at a party they had a few years ago and stumbled into their walk-in linen closet. They had a shitload of beautiful sheets and pillowcases, too. I stayed in there for a long time. Two, a generous woman with shabby towels. My towels, on the other hand, are tired looking. They look like the towels of someone who has given up. Needless to say, I'm envious of my friends' fine towels. When people stay with us, I always give them at least three towels. I also insist on providing clean towels every day. I'm generous with my towels, even if the towels themselves are shabby. My husband and I have never spent money on good towels. Whenever we find ourselves in a place where we might buy some new ones, we always change our minds or pretend to forget. I pretend to forget. I don't think my husband really cares very much about towels. He often uses the same one for weeks before deciding to take a fresh one. I pretend to forget about my desire for new towels because I don't want to ask him for extra money. I don't want him to know that I'm thinking about towels or my friend's towels, that I'm wasting my precious energy, as he might put it. I'd rather buy some expensive wine and drink that and forget about whatever it is I think I might want. Part 3. The pink towel of a little girl. Once upon a time, I had an uncle who gave me a new towel every Christmas, a quality cotton towel. As soon as I finished university and got engaged, he stopped with the towels. Perhaps he thought once I got married, my husband would look after the towels, or maybe he thought we might get a bunch at our wedding. At that time, I was overloaded with mismatched towels. I didn't put any on the gift registry. I was so young. I didn't think it suited me to have things that matched. I'd never even heard of Martha Stewart. None of my friends owned houses. My uncle's towels are the ones we still use. There are 9 of them. They are navy blue, maroon, teal, and brown. There are also 4 with black and white zebra stripes, and 1 pink one, the first one he ever got me. They are forlorn towels. They are soft with age, worn. The pink one smells like our 6-year-old daughter. On a good day, I truly love our towels. I indulge myself and think of them as beautiful. And anyway, we keep them, despite our malaise, despite our scorn. Thank you all so much.